Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a copy of customer support. You left your number.
Yeah, I need to talk to a supervisor.
Okay, so unfortunately, we all handle the same protocol. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
43614.
Okay, can I have your name?
Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L-E, Parr, P-A-R-R.
And hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
1255 South Burn Road, Building B, Apartment 213, Toledo, Ohio, 43614.
Okay, thank you for the information. One moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had ordered our Platinum smartwatch. You paid the shipping for $574. With this, you
let me save you some time. The gun broker website that I deal with sent me an email saying you want a free watch. I got a 5-year-old grandson that's always messing with my iPhone watch. I looked at it. It said free, just pay the shipping. So I did. A couple weeks later, I discovered you guys hit me for $67. So I called in. They canceled it. I got to cancel it. They canceled it on the 16th of October. So I spoke to the guy about it. He said, so what I got to do, go to my bank and file a dispute. And he said, if you go to the bank and file a dispute, we can't refund your money. If you don't file a dispute, we'll refund your money. So I looked at my bank statement today. It ain't on there. So then I thought about it, so I called in. So then whoever I talked to the last time is telling me the direct opposite of what this supervisor told me the last time. She's telling me that my bank has to contact you guys to get my money back. And the guy that I originally started with a month ago, waiting on my money, said, don't call the bank. We'll send you your money.
Okay, so yes, it looks like the membership fee every month was $67.32. Your account was closed on October the 27th. So you would have to have your bank to contact us, stating that they will drop the dispute where no dispute was filed.
I didn't file a dispute, and I've been waiting 30 days to get my money back when I could have filed a dispute and had my money back. I didn't file a dispute because the guy said they're gonna reverse the charge and put the money back in my account.
Okay, so you would just have your bank to contact us.
So either way, I have to have the bank contact you.
That's correct.
So now
in order to get
your
money back.
Get my money back. Because the whole thing was, excuse my French, bullshit, because I didn't sign up for this shit. They just took my hit out of my account. Wasn't no fine print. It was a free watch. Man, and I'm really pissed off now because they said, don't file a dispute. We'll refund your money. And I didn't even think nothing about the $67. So I'll do my bank statement today. And I said, wait a minute. Something's missing. And I looked through it. I said, okay, that money from this amazing people, whoever they are, didn't put my money back. So when I called in, she said the direct opposite of what the manager told me. This is a manager I talked to from the beginning. He said, don't file a dispute. We'll refund your money. If you file a dispute, you got to have your bank's got to contact you. I don't know how the hell they expect the bank to contact you when you guys don't ever answer the phone. somebody going to call the bank, have a bank. That's the scam, right? They can't reach you, so they can't get it done. The bank ain't going to call you guys and sit and wait 2 or 3 hours for y'all to call back, that's for sure.
Unfortunately, sir, you would just have to have your bank to contact us.
How?
They would have to give us a call.
but you don't answer the phone. You say it'll be, when you call in, they say it'll be 2 minutes, and then they ask you to leave your number, because I waited, what, the first time I called in, I waited an hour and a half on the phone. Nobody never answered the phone. Then I went ahead and told them to call me back. Put the code in front of the call, the number 3 for them to call me back, and then somebody called. See, you think a bank is going to do that?
You would just have to have your bank to contact us, sir.
Yeah, it's a scam. Dave Joseph's a friend of my family. This is the attorney general for the state of Ohio. I'm going to call his ass tomorrow. We're going to see how this works. Y'all full of shit.